Welcome to Ketchumak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. The Kenai Mountains are unique in North America for hosting all three ptarmigan species year-round, each in different habitats, highlighting their ecological diversity and importance. The white-tailed ptarmigan prefers high, dry areas, the rock ptarmigan thrives in lower meadows, and the willow ptarmigan, Alaska's state bird, nests in willow-rich areas and migrates lower in winter. The willow ptarmigan is the largest, resembling a round chicken. Its seasonal camouflage aids survival. It is white in winter and brown and yellow in summer, helping it blend into lichen-covered rocks. The willow ptarmigan is named for its dependence on willows for nesting and food. In summer, it eats willow leaves, while in winter, buds and twigs can constitute over 80% of its diet. They also consume berries, and young chicks start with insects and spiders before transitioning to plant matter. Willow ptarmigans primarily stay on the ground and have a unique adaptation for cold weather. In winter, they develop dense feathers on their toes and feet that act like natural snowshoes, increasing surface area to prevent sinking into soft snow. These feathers also provide grip on icy surfaces and insulation from the cold, enabling ptarmigans to move and forage efficiently on snowy terrain where other birds may struggle. They lose their extra foot feathers in warmer months because walking on snow is no longer necessary, and bare feet allow better movement on rocky ground. Ptarmigan are well equipped for cold climates with feathered legs and toes that provide insulation. They dive into the snow for protection, as it acts as an excellent insulator and can be warmer than the frigid air outside. It also helps to evade predators like foxes and birds of prey, using their white winter plumage for camouflage. At dusk, they often create roosting chambers in the soft snow, leaving a small air hole to breathe. Staying warm in winter is essential for ptarmigan. They use snow burrows to conserve energy when food is scarce, helping them remain warm, hidden, and efficient in harsh environments. Ptarmigans dig for food using their feet, with winter claws growing about 30% longer to aid foraging. They have adaptations to prevent snow from entering their eyes and nostrils, including feather eyelashes that act as natural goggles to block blowing snow and reduce glare. In winter, feathers cover their nostrils, filtering snow and ice, and they can partially close them to limit intake. When diving into snow, ptarmigans tuck their heads to protect their faces, allowing them to forage and burrow without snow getting packed into their eyes or airways. Ptarmigan and grouse are facing challenges from climate change. Rising temperatures are reducing snowpack and glaciers, leading to less suitable habitat for ptarmigan and resulting in heat stress and lower breeding success. Some populations are declining or threatened as a result. In the Homer area, willow ptarmigan numbers significantly dropped by the early 2010s due to hunting pressure. Recent reports suggest a potential local recovery, although long-term data is limited. So, keep your binoculars handy, put on those snowshoes, and head to the hills and try to spot these remarkable birds. This is Beth Trowbridge, and this has been Ketchumak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchumak Bay through education and stewardship for 44 years.